When I was recovering from my own spinal cord injury, I was surrounded by a lot of people with worse and better injuries than me.
We introduced you to Andrew Mangan earlier this year while he was completing his senior year at Canisius High School. He suffered a severe spinal cord injury in 2016 after he dove out of a hot tub into a snowbank. He hit his head, initially suffering paralysis. After losing mobility, he underwent extensive rehabilitation, but made a remarkable recovery, regaining movement and walking. He headed to Stanford University this fall and is now studying in Germany. Mangan was inspired to write his book by watching others recover with the use of technology.
One of my favorite stories from the book is they had a man who came in and through stimulating his peripheral nervous system. And so they stimulated the nerves in his arm. He'd lost the lower part of his arm. And they stimulated the nerves. And so when he thought, move my hand, the signal still went down to his arm. But when they were put this robotic hand on his arm and then connected it up, he was able to move the robotic arm when thinking, move my own arm.
But what exactly is brain-computer interface?
And so this could be anything from controlling a robot with your mind or simply having some sort of device in your brain that is affecting you, like a deep brain stimulator.
Mangan says the more information he can share with those suffering with spinal cord injury and other neurological diseases, the better, to provide more control over their recovery.
Just recently, there was a study done with spinal cord injury patients, and they had implants in their spine, and they had a battery pack in their abdomen. And by gently stimulating the spinal cord, it seriously increased the amount of signals they were able to get through. It enhanced the signals. And so these people, after a lot of training with this, have been able to walk successfully.
Plugged In is already a bestseller in its category. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.